Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Family Life Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Have you ever watched kids playing and said, "I sure wish I had their energy"? Or maybe you thought, "If only I could harness that energy, I could..." Yeah, kids do have a lot of energy, and this podcast is all about harnessing that youthful energy into learning about another kind of energy. October is National Energy Awareness Month. During the days ahead, you will hear politicians and scientists talking about our country's energy, security, and policies. Both sides will likely weigh in on global warming, oil pipelines, and other controversial topics. But that's not where we intend to spend our energies. Sorry, couldn't resist that one. Energy is used by several sectors in this country. In 2012, the share of total energy consumed was as follows: 32% industrial, 28% transportation, 21% residential, 18% commercial. These figures from the U.S. Energy Information Administration indicate that almost one-fourth of the energy consumed is in homes. So what does that look like? A 2009 Home Residential Energy Consumption Survey by the U.S. Energy Information Administration shows that energy is used in this way: 42% for space heating, 30% for electronics, lighting, and other appliances, 18% to heat our water, 6% for air conditioning, and 5% for refrigeration. Well, what does that have to do with kids? Heating and cooling the house, using lights and electronics, keeping foods cold. Are you starting to get the picture? For example, your child is probably not paying the monthly utility bills, but your child is making choices about plugging in electronics, turning lights on, standing with the refrigerator door open, and complaining if the house is too hot or too cold. Children and teens are developing lifestyle habits. What they are doing now in conserving or not conserving energy is likely how they will live as adults. As parents, you have the opportunity and responsibility to help them understand how energy usage impacts the world in which we live. So join us this month as we blog about some of the ways we can help our children be energy conscious. We'll take you to the Echo Family and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach blog that connects family and the environment. Through this blog, you can get ideas on living lighter and share your thoughts on how to positively impact economic and environmental health through sustainable living. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.